Concert Orchestra.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
We came across the most heartwarming story on TikTok over the weekend. Anita Nolan from Arklow is on the line to tell us about it. Good afternoon, Anita.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Are things frantic in your house in the build-up to Christmas? I'd imagine they are.
Oh.
Who's in the family?
We're in the thick of it now.
Yeah.
There's myself and my husband, Dennis, yeah. And then we've got four kids. So there's Ava, Mason, Donica and Fionn.
Aha. So Ava's the eldest at 19, and then there's Mason, 11, Donica, 6 and Fionn, 3. So a lot going on there. And both Mason and Donica have additional needs. What are their additional needs?
They do. So both Mason and Donica have autism, and then Donica would also have intellectual disabilities as well.
Right. So that's busy then, even more busy than your average house. Yeah, yeah.
we're a very, very busy household.
Yeah.
Say the least.
And do they attend school, Mason and Donica?
Yeah, so they're both in school, but none of my children go to the same school, which I think a lot of families with kids with additional needs would know. They all go to different schools. My older of my three boys is in an autism unit here in Arklow, and then Donica goes to a special school in Wicklow.
Aha. So getting everybody out of a morning is a logistical nightmare, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, not really, because I run this house like military, so everyone knows where they have to be, at what time they have to be at, and we've got it now. We've got it to a T.
Okay. Tell us about Little Warriors.
Oh, it's like my fifth baby. So Little Warriors is a support group that we have here in Arklow, and it supports families that have children with additional needs. And we meet every week for a sensory play and support group, and then we organise activities and events and trips throughout the year. So we just offer families a safe place to come and meet other families that are going through the same things, that just get it, and to experience things like an Easter egg hunt or visit Santa or do a pumpkin patch in a safe and friendly environment, that if your child, you know, gets upset or has a bit of a moment or overwhelmed, that no one is going to bat an eyelid. You've got loads of other parents that are going to be there to support you as well. And it's just building that beautiful little supportive community.
And they're not going to bat an eyelid because, as you say, they get it.
Yes, exactly. They get it.
They understand.
I actually love it because when we do things, and I'd be like, because my son, he loves stripping and he loves climbing things. And like, if he can get his foot in it, he'll climb it. So I'm constantly on edge, having to run after him going, oh, get down off that. But when I'm with Little Warriors, there's always another parent, and you'll always hear someone going, it's okay, Nia, I've got him.
Yes.
It's okay, Nia, I've got him. So I get a bit of a breather.
And I didn't know this, but the lads don't sleep a lot. Is that one of the symptoms?
Yeah. So especially Donica. So, well, God, we'd be lucky if we get on average probably 5-6 hours, and that's a really good night. We always call them his little night raves. So Donica has medication as well to help him sleep. So he'd be on melatonin, and it's great. It gets him to sleep, but unfortunately it doesn't keep him asleep. And when Donica wakes up, he is up and ready to rock for the day. So that could be 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, doesn't matter. If he wakes, he is up, which means then we're up too.
And will that, later in the day, will he crash then?
No, sometimes on a rare occasion. I always find he'll go a full week, even 10 days, where he's able to live on very little sleep. And then he has like a crash day.
Uh-huh.
And then on his crash day, he could sleep 6 hours during the day and another 6 hours that night.
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy, like, but. Yeah.
Okay.
It's full on.
So Christmas time and Christmas decorations. So who has a fascination with the lights?
Well, they all have a fascination with the lights, but Donica in particular. He just adores, especially if they twinkle. Like, not the really, really fast one, but like, it's kind of like, kind of moves with the music sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's real twinkling and magical. He's just fascinated. His whole face lights up and he does all like his little happy sims. He loves it.
Because they have that, that's they'd have the nearly similar things in sensory rooms, wouldn't they?
Yeah, so it's kind of similar to like you can get like the light up bubble tubes, and when the bubbles are going up, the lights are changing. Like, yes, he loves anything like that. Or if there's anything with sequins or disco lights that move slowly, he's just completely mesmerized by them.
So, in
really help regulate him.
In previous years, what has happened?
So, we used to, for years, have our house like a Christmas grotto. And each year, we find we're putting less and less decorations up because Donoghue was so in love with the decorations and so in love with the lights, he would get entangled in them, right. He would break them, or, you know, it just got a bit much, especially with our Christmas tree.
Right.
Adored our Christmas
so
tree.
So did he try to climb it?
He would climb it, he would try to get into it, he has sat on it, he get underneath it, so much so the last 2 years he has broke Christmas trees.
Right.
And yeah, we were really, really just kind of like, what are we going to do? We can't put a tree up.
So then you had a breaking them. You, not a light bulb moment, but a fairy light moment. You had a ding.
Yeah, we did. So myself and my husband, when we knew Christmas was coming, I just said to him, we can't put another tree up. What are we going to do? And he was like, I don't know. And I said, well, do you know what? Let's just build him a tree. Let's just build him his own tree that he can sit in. So I went online and I was trying to, it was on Pinterest, and I was trying to find an idea of how I could build a tree that he would be able to sit in and not hurt himself and also not break it. And I seen loads of lovely ideas of people with teepees and kids' little teepees, and they were wrapping them with lights and tinsel. And I said, that's a brilliant idea. I really think that would work for Donoghue, except the teepee won't work for Donoghue because it wouldn't be strong enough to withstand.
Yeah.
So we went to Boland's here in Arklow, myself and my dad, and we bought wood and we got some wooden poles. And yeah, we built a 7-foot wooden teepee in our sitting room and we wrapped it with tinsel and lights. And now he has his very own Christmas tree that he can now sit in for his, he can actually stand and twirl in it as well. So he is living his best life right now.
It's just so magical to see him going in. And he has his little, what they call those squishy mallows or whatever in there as well.
Oh yeah, his squish mallows. Yeah,
squish
we got them in Boland's as well. He was delighted with them. Yeah, he can jump on them and bounce on them and
So for all intents and purposes, it's like a Christmas tree with the middle of it hollowed out, which made room for Donoghue.
Basically.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so it's his very own Christmas tree that he can now sit in, lie in, jump in, whatever he wants he can do. And the best thing is he's safe doing it now as well.
Right, and you yourself and your dad built it, which is, you know, it's built with love, built with love.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a really nice project to do with my dad as well.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Well, I'm sure loads of people, because I see you have hundreds of thousands of views on TikTok there, other people who are in similar situations will be inspired by your little Christmas tree project.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do hope that helps another family. I had a few families actually message me and they were like, oh my God, this idea is brilliant. I'm going to build it now for my child, or I'm going to definitely do it next year. And it was just to hear so many families that their children as well, like they were like, oh my God, we couldn't put up a tree because our child kept pulling it down or breaking it. And now we're going to build one of these as well. So that was really heartwarming. And
what's your dad's name, Anita?
Jack Smullen.
Jack.
And he is my hero.
The tree that Jack and Anita built. And you could, you could copyright that, you know, a little C and a circle around it, copyright your... I don't know what you'd call
it. A few people had said that. They were saying I had to patent it.
Yes,
or something.
Patent it, yes. Yeah, you should.
Naive to all this, but yeah, I'll say it to Dad. It'll be his invention.
Well, it's not about that, is it? It's not about that. It's about making little Donoghue happy, which is brilliant. So thanks for sharing.
And he slept.
Say again?
He actually slept. First night when he got into it, he actually slept. So we were like, that was just winning all, win-win all round.
Brilliant. What's the name of your TikTok? Just so if people are interested in seeing you building it, where will we direct people towards?
Yes, yeah, so on TikTok it's Crazy Mama of Boys, and then on Instagram it's Crazy Mama of Boys and a Princess.
Right. Okay, Crazy Mama, Anita Nolan, thanks so much for talking to us today. Happy Christmas.
Oh, thanks. See you, Anita. Happy
bye,
Christmas.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.